This is the KDKA Afternoon News with Robert Mangino.
Good afternoon. Great having you here. Thank you very much for having KDKA be part of your ride home. Everyone knows about the ongoing concerns that we have at the PWSA, and it's not just about the current issues of lead in the water, but there's been customer service issues, there's been billing issues, there's been deficits to address. Well, Speaker of the House Mike Torzai, along with House Member Harry Reidshaw, they're looking at legislation to place the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority under the oversight of the Public Utility Commission. Now, the mayor is saying he's looking forward to state cooperation. Interesting. Two different words, but could they mean the same thing, or are we on different sides of the aisle here? Let's go right now to Speaker Torzai joining us on the Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. And Speaker, your idea of oversight, is it the same as the mayor's idea of cooperation?
I mean, they are two different words, but in the end, it's about working hand in hand. I think that the Public Utility Commission, and Representative Reidshaw and I talked about this at length, you know, the Public Utility Commission is designed to work with private sector utilities, and it provides guidelines with respect to infrastructure, billing, metering, and other items that are crucial to running a successful utility. And the key thing is the Water and Sewer Authority isn't getting any of it right, unfortunately, and it's hard to self-police or to get yourself out of a hole. And I think that the Public Utility Commission is really the right entity, the right body with professionalism to help the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority to turn it around.
Okay.
And in the end, it's about you know, safe water for Pennsylvania citizens.
Speak to this portion of the mayor's statement, then, if you would. He says the legislation would need to assure residents of Pittsburgh that the water system remains a public asset and that PUC oversight would not be used as a mechanism to force privatization. Do you want to see privatization of the PWSA?
Well, let me say this. The PUC has never had the history of trying to get a public sector entity to be in private hands. That's not the point of the Public Utility Commission. The Public Utility Commission provides oversight, I mean, very serious oversight with respect to what everybody would consider should be the actions being taken by a utility. I mean, what, it's almost $800 million in debt, you know, of the Water and Sewer Authority? Like, that's unacceptable. It has over almost 200,000 accounts that are delinquent, totaling something like $41 million in 2015 alone. You can't run an operation, any operation, with that type of, you know, that type of management. It's just not doable. The authority doesn't even know where it has lead pipes in its system. It doesn't have it mapped out. It's really been, unfortunately, a crisis for some time. And somebody has to provide some guidance and direction here. The city and the authority are not capable of handling it on their own.
Speaker, what would you say to those that would suggest, well, where's the Public Utility Commission been all this time?
Well, I mean, they don't have jurisdiction over public utilities. They don't. They have jurisdiction over private utilities. But there's a precedent for this. Back in 1999, the Philadelphia Gas Works, which is a public sector utility that actually provides natural gas, had very similar crisis levels, and legislation was passed to put it under the jurisdiction of the Public Utility Commission. There have been members that have called for all authorities in the state to be subjected to the Public Utility Commission, similar to private sector. It's never gotten traction because many of the authorities, you know, are doing an okay job. But when you have like a crisis level like you have here with the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, you've got to take a more fundamental step. And that's why Representative Reidshaw and I thought, look, here's the PUC. They do this. This is what the PUC does. It's a 5-member commission, has a Democratic chair right now, Gladys Brown, but it's always been very professional in its operation, and we're not, it's not coming to the legislature. We're not coming up with an authority for it. The Public Utility Commission has a long history in dealing with how utilities provide service to Pennsylvania citizens.
Speaker Torzai joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Speaker, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for having me on.